This is Alexia Ritley, host of Athens News Matters. On this week's show, guests Gwen O'Looney, Broderick Flanagan, and Blake Aud discuss this week's start of the legislative session as lawmakers head back to the Gold Dome.
The big thing we have going on here in Athens is we have two new state representatives who were both elected in a special election in November.
Right.
Jonathan Wallace and Deborah Gonzalez. Who are two Democrats who replaced two Republicans who resigned to take different jobs with the state. And that was a pretty surprising result considering that those districts are so generally so far to the right that the Democrats hadn't even bothered to run anyone. You know, instead of having one Democrat and two Republicans in the House, we now have three Democrats representing heavily Democratic Athens in the House for the first time in decades.
The panel also weighs in on issues that are priorities for Athens-Clarke County.
One thing that's going to be a really major issue this year is going to be transit, and it remains to be seen how that's going to affect Athens.
The feds have been a major source of our funding because we're so progressive, and they have looked upon us very kindly under both Democratic and Republican past administrations. But Blake made me rethink the fact that this administration might be very different.
Yeah, and one of the things I like to see here with the transit was able to do, through the Mayor Commission, they were able to do some stuff with youth development as far as the transit by providing, you know, free ridership for, you know, high school age kids. As long as they could provide like a school ID or something like that, they could ride for free.
Blake, you mentioned stormwater for Athens. That is something that is on the agenda for us in a big way.
Yeah, and that's not, you know, it's not a sexy issue, but
really crucial. Yeah,
but we have, you know, our stormwater program is partially funded by a fee that is charged to people based on the amount of paved surfaces that they have on their property. If they did, you know, outlaw these stormwater fees, a lot of people in Athens, they don't like it. But they're going to be paying two or three times as much because all of a sudden now you can't charge a fee to UGA or to the schools or the churches.
The reality is that if we take that off, it's a federal mandate. We've got to do it. We're reclaiming almost 90% of our water right now. So we are in great shape with reclamation.
And another thing locally is going to be, again, elections. We talk about this, I think, every session. And our commissioners make the request. They say, can we please move our local elections back to November from May?
And they fill us in on opportunities for volunteering and giving back to the community during the upcoming Martin Luther King Jr. Day of Service.
It was a national initiative that was started back in 1994, I believe. And Athens started to participate in it around 2002. So last year, we celebrated our 15th year of the annual MLK Day of Service, which is basically just a day of volunteering around your community to give back. So different organizations come up with different projects where people can, you know, offer their service through volunteerism, through cleanup sites, through planting trees and things of that nature.
Those topics and others are addressed on the next edition of Athens News Matters. Join me later today at 1 o'clock for the most recent show right here on WUGA.